Chapter 4. Phase 3. Innovating, expanding and reinventing an established pet business. Life is full of twists and turns, and it often leads you down unexpected avenues. As an example, I never imagined I would be running a dog business when I was a kid. I didn't even own a dog. When young Dom was a nipper, he wanted to be an actor. Shocked you there, didn't I? I was 10 years old when my aunt took me along to my local amateur dramatics group. I could sing a little, and I did a show with them, The Sound of Music, if you must know. Then I got the acting bug, and that was all I wanted to do. I left school at 16 and trained for 2 years in a local performing arts college. I performed here and there and sang in pubs and clubs for a few years. Then I met my wife Beth and we had a son Alex. And eventually I got sick of not having enough regular income, so quit the singing and dancing lark to get a proper job. That was job change number one. I spent the next 10 happy years as a sales rep before I eventually got bored of that and so hung up my briefcase and started a dog business. That was job change number two. So only two main jobs, but they have been quite different. The really big changes for me have happened since I started my pet business, which has undergone several reinventions since it began in 2011. Tinker, tailor, trainer, speaker. I started out as a dog walker, runner. Then I started offering dog adventures, and I transitioned to being a dog trainer in 2013. Then I became a virtual shopkeeper when I launched an online store in 2015. The store was a disaster, but I learned a lot and had more success launching an online dog training program in 2016. Shortly after that, I wrote my first book, How to Be a Dog Superhero. I built on that success by becoming a prolific author with another 4 books being launched in the next 4 years. That led to a successful speaking career. My podcasts mean I'm a presenter and broadcaster, and the newsletter business means I'm also a publisher. For the last 3 years, I've been a full-time pet business coach and mentor to ambitious dog trainers, walkers and groomers. What does the future hold for me? It's hard to say right now, but I wouldn't bet against the next 7 years being just as eventful. But enough about me. This book is about your business and what your future holds. Now, I'm not suggesting you should do or even want to do anything that I've done in my business journey. But if you've been running your business for any length of time, then you should think about how you can evolve, innovate, and maybe even completely reinvent your business. Do you need to reinvent a successful business? On one hand, no, you don't. If you've created your dream business and are happy to continue doing the same thing day in and day out, then you can continue to do that. However, if you feel like you are more of an entrepreneur than a business owner, then you may want to evolve your business to prevent you going stale. And even if you aren't motivated to try something new at the moment, you should still keep an open mind about being innovative in your business, because that will help you identify threats and opportunities and enable you to stay ahead of the competition. Which direction will you go in? Many of the pet business owners I mentor who already have an established business usually have a ton of ideas for their future, but no clue how to action them or which idea to pick first. My advice is to take your business in the direction you have the most experience in, are most interested in, and can make the most money from. And despite what you might think, this is not the criteria you used when you started your current business. See, when you began your pet business, you probably had one business idea, and that idea was based on the limited experience you had at the time. So you probably had a passing interest in dog training, walking, grooming, massage, photography, etc. But you didn't have much knowledge about the industry as a whole. At that time, you were also transitioning from being an employee to a business owner, which is liberating and exciting, but also difficult and stressful. Your main goal when you started your business was to replace your wage as quickly as you could, partly to secure your future, and also so you could justify your decision to start your business in the first place. You didn't know it, but back then you were viewing the business world through a telescope. Now, you have in-depth knowledge and more experience of the industry, so you can see the whole picture. Couple that with your experience of actually running a business, and you have a much better idea of what your dream business now looks like, and what changes you need to make moving forward. Here's an example of how my own dream business developed. When I started my dog adventure business, I wanted nothing more than to be outside with the dogs every single day, and that's exactly what I ended up doing. For 2 years, I worked solid on the business, hardly took a holiday, and loved every minute with my adventure dogs. Then I was full, but I wanted to grow further, so I took on a member of staff. I wanted to make more money, but I had run out of hours in the day, even with a staff member. So I decided to try a sideways move, which led to me setting up an online store. I thought I could work that side of the business around the dog adventure service. I was wrong about that, and ended up hating the online adventure store I'd spent a fortune building. It wasn't a total disaster though, because that experience taught me if I wanted to grow the business, I would need to master marketing so I could better advertise and promote my new services. By then, I knew what I liked and what I hated about running a business. See, I'd successfully taken on a staff member, and I knew I would need staff going forward so I could have some time off, but I also knew that I wasn't suited to and didn't want to have lots of staff members. That ruled out the option of rolling out my dog adventure model across the country, as that would mean taking on more and more staff. Neither did I want to sell toys and treats online. 6 months of packaging up parcels and taking them to the post office was enough for me. I wanted to create a business that allowed me to help more people, earn more money, and have an impact. But that was also a low numbers business with regard to staff and inventory. I did that by writing books and creating courses, something I'll talk about later in this chapter. So I built my business around the skills I developed, like writing and teaching, and I avoided the big staff numbers that I knew would cause me a headache. That is not to say that expanding your business and scaling up with staff members, or running an online store even, won't be right for you. But for me it wasn't appealing, so I went in a different direction. What you love and hate about your current business are important questions you need to ask before you expand. The last thing you want is to create a bigger beast that swallows up more of your time and effort, which you don't enjoy. Is there a perfect time to expand or change direction? The honest answer to that is no. Ideally, you would have a solid business base to build from, but it doesn't always work out that way. I chose to build my local dog adventure business up to a level I was happy with. Then I coasted for a while before I got restless and was ready for a new challenge. The first time I tried to expand, I opened the online store, but I didn't have any staff, so I ended up doing all the extra work myself, which was ultimately very draining. And while it wasn't the main reason my online store venture failed, it was certainly a contributing factor. The next time around, I did it the right way and systemized and staffed the adventure business the same way I described to you in phase two of this book. This enabled me to concentrate fully on the new direction my business was going in. For me, that new direction was about writing, teaching, creating online courses, and leveraging my expert dog training and marketing knowledge. And I'm not the only one to have done this. Be an expert client case study. Carol's reinvention story. 11 years ago, I retired from a professional career. Not wanting to sit and do nothing, I turned my dog training hobby into a business. I potted around for around 6 years, earning no more than pocket money, doing what I'd been doing for years in a dog training club, but I was dissatisfied. I was busy and full up. I wanted to develop my business further and earn more money, but I had no idea how to do it. Then I came across Dom's 33 business ideas, Gold Dust. That led on to a coaching call with Dom as one of his first clients around 3 years ago. That call changed my life and I joined the newly formed Pet Business Inner Circle. On Dom's advice, I stopped running the wide range of different classes I was providing so I could focus on the core of the business, which was pet dog training and behaviour. I increased my prices and I have done another 7 times since then. So I now charge over 8 times my pre-Dom rates and I'm proudly premium. I then attended Dom's first dog trainer's boot camp. It was an intense experience, unlike any other conference I'd ever been to, and I came away with 4 full pages of ideas and actions I needed to take. I changed my business to become even more niched, and I took on my first assistant. That year, I also wrote my first book, Pesky Puppy to Perfect Pet, now in its second edition, available from Amazon. In my second year, PD, post-Dom, I wrote my second book, Chaos to Calmish, Diary of a Pesky Puppy's First Year, and attended Impact, the bigger and better dog trainers boot camp. Again, I came away with lots of ideas and actions. I systemized, revamped, and relaunched my existing dog trainers course to provide a system that leads our clients from basic training through real life practice and onto regular fun classes through a membership program called Down Dog Devotees. At Impact last year, I came away with even more ideas and actions. But the biggest revelation was I finally nailed down my niche. At that event, pushed by Dom, I finally realised that my previous career and my current business were actually very similar, and I became the doggy doctor. But I still needed and wanted more. I joined Dom's Platinum Group after that event. Before that, I thought correctly I'd been doing pretty well and I was developing my business fairly quickly and efficiently. But being in Platinum is exhilarating, exciting, roller coaster, perpetual challenge. I've written my third book, Problem Pooch to Perfect Pet 1, and also available from Amazon. And I have books 4, 5 and 6 planned out. I produce a print newsletter every 2 months for my clients, which also acts as advertising in local vets and pet outlets. I've revamped the behaviour side of the business into the doggy doctor surgery, where people can book house visits. I've also added online consultation call options for clients who want that. I've written and am currently testing my first live online course, something I would still be fiddling with trying to get right if Dom hadn't pushed me to just do it, with plans for 3 more to come next year. I'm starting to develop a business within a business aimed at newbie dog trainers. The future is rosy for me. And that was Carol Clark, the doggy doctor, www.downdog.co.uk. How can your pet business evolve? With a plan, of course. The beauty of running your own pet business is you can, with the right plan, go in any direction you want. Yes, it may take some time to switch from being a dog walker to a dog groomer, or go from being a local dog trainer to a digital dog trainer who has books and online programs. But that's the fun part about being a business owner. You get to decide. And if you follow the golden rules so far, then you'll have a profitable, fun business that allows you to comfortably pay the bills while you build up your knowledge and reputation in the new direction you want to take your business. And with the marketing skills you have perfected so far, you should find it easier to launch, market, grow, and make a profit from the new area of your business. Money isn't the only factor, of course, but it's a big one. Extra profits allow you to take more time out of the business and treat your family to nice things. That's certainly why I'm in business. Well, that and my love of dogs. Warning. I now have a word of caution if you are thinking about ditching your current dog business and starting another. Unless you absolutely hate your current business or are physically unable to do it, then I would always suggest fixing your current business before you start another one. And I'll tell you why. Often when clients come to me and they want to move from being a dog groomer to a dog walker, or they want to move from being a dog walker to a dog trainer, or they want to switch from doing classes and one-to-ones to running online dog training courses, they initially want that because they are sick of their current business. And often this is because they have failed to follow Dom's 7 golden rules. Failure to implement the 7 golden rules, or the 5 I've shared with you so far, usually mean they create a business that offers a bazillion services, no niche, charges horrendously low prices, non-premium, has no effective way to communicate with dog owners in their town, which instead means they just mess around on Facebook, no media. They have no time off, no staffing or systemizing, and they work long hours offering basic services which bring in low fees, no upselling. This leads to a pissed off pet business owner who dreams of setting fire to the whole thing so they can start over doing something else entirely. Now the main problem with that is unless you learn how to fix your current business, you will in all likelihood repeat the exact same mistakes in your new business. You might be a little bit happier for a while, but ultimately the new business will have the same problems as the first. So make sure that you fix your first current business. Or if you really can't stomach another day, then at least identify where you went wrong so you can start your new business with new principles and a new business plan to help you do things differently this time around. Having said all that, I do think it's a good idea to diversify your income streams so you aren't dependent on one way of making money. The great Dan Kennedy says the most dangerous number in business is 1. The loss of one key supplier, your one big customer, your one way of communicating with your prospects, that one main service you offer can be devastating for your business, and in some cases can even end it. So once you've fixed your current business, nailed your niche, are charging considerably more than your competitors, have increased the lifetime customer value of your clients, and systemized your services, what should you do next? Well, one option would be to start offering complementary services. Dog owners need lots of things, from food and training to grooming and doggy daycare and everything else in between. So you could create a one-stop shop that offers all of the above and more. I have a few private clients who offer such a service in their town, but they are willing to tolerate a lot more of the pain than I am when it comes to staffing and dealing with clients. And there are lots of ways you can diversify and repurpose your business systems without scaling up and overseeing all the work yourself. Selling your system. The proprietary system you created in phase two is actually a valuable asset you can sell many different ways. If you have a proven, successful business model, then you could choose to franchise or license that model to new and experienced, inexperienced business owners who are just like you were when you started your business. By now, you've no doubt spent a lot of time and put a lot of effort into practicing and perfecting your dog walking, grooming and training systems. And, assuming they work, those systems contain valuable information that someone starting a new pet business will gladly pay money to learn. Doggy daycare owners could sell their system to other doggy daycare owners who want to fast track their learning. Canine massage therapists and hydrotherapists could sell their systems to people who are just starting out too. Selling your system around the world. There's also the option of selling information products and courses around your niche too. This will enable you to scale your business and sell your expertise to dog owners all over the world. You're probably thinking that this only applies to dog trainers, but you'd be wrong. For sure, dog trainers are the obvious candidates to create information products. And if you are a dog trainer reading this, then you should definitely be thinking about the ways you can leverage all of the knowledge you've spent years collecting and practicing by then packaging it up and selling it to dog owners who live beyond your local area. But dog trainers aren't the only ones who can jump on the information products bandwagon. If you are a successful dog walker, groomer, pet photographer, massage therapist, or a daycare owner, then you also have skills that dog owners will gladly invest in. All this is much easier to do if you followed golden rule number 2 and specialised your services. Remember, it's easier to be a big fish in a small pond by creating a dog training course for terriers than it is to just do a generic dog training course suitable for any dog. You can, if you work at it enough, create a whole other business around your niche that includes books, courses, and seminars. And that nicely leads us to golden rule number 6, be the expert. Because no matter what direction you want to take your established business, you'll do it better if you are recognized as an authority figure, and that is exactly what writing a book will do for you. Writing a book and being recognized as an author will almost immediately elevate you near the top of your industry. Quite simply, being an author puts you in a very small category of people who have done something as extraordinary as writing a book. Seriously, people treat you like you've won the Nobel Peace Prize when they find out you're an author. There are lots of reasons why writing a book will raise your profile and make you someone worth listening to. And you can write a book at any stage of your business journey, phase 1 or 2 or 3. But the reason I have it in phase 3 is it is easier to write and publish a book if you already have a stable business in place. Assuming you go down the self-publishing route, which is what I've done and I would highly recommend, then you'll have to pay for the cover, the formatting, the proofreading, and the printing itself, and the promotion too. Yes, this can be done on the cheap, but like anything in life, you get what you pay for. And the last thing you want is a shit-looking book. Trust me, I've seen enough embarrassing, mistake-ridden manuscripts to know that not every dog book doth an expert make. My suggestion would be to make sure you are financially comfortable before you begin writing your book. Writing a book is a big deal, and it will take time to complete. So better you tackle this from a position of comfort in your business. Be the client, be the expert client case study. Natasha's niching story. When I first came across Dom, my dog training business was struggling, and I didn't have a clue how to get back on top. I was trying to offer everything I thought my clients wanted. If someone asked me for a class, I would put it on. I ended up with a wide variety of classes and only one or two people in each of them. I wasn't making any money. I tried to do everything and it wasn't working. I was scared to niche down and show my potential clients that I was an expert in my field. I was afraid to charge what I knew I was worth, as I believed I would be pushing my potential clients to the local competition. I knew I needed help, not just on the marketing front, but also on how to stabilize and grow my business. Dom started by encouraging me to raise my prices, niche down, and then talk about my speciality. It took a lot of courage to niche down. I'm so glad Dom kept on at me, encouraging me to do it. What made the most significant difference was establishing a firm foundation. I then developed my fun, focus, play training system and niche down to just one area. Dom also encouraged me to write my book, No Pulling Allowed, and this helped to establish my expert status further. He supported and encouraged me and gave invaluable advice during the writing process, making my book the best it could be. The reviews so far have all been very positive, and I know that without Dom's support, I would not have pushed ahead and finished writing it. I still have a long way to go, but my income has doubled. My business is steadily growing and expanding. I am no longer struggling, and it's all because I followed Dom's advice and became the dog walking expert. That was Natasha Lewis, nightsaberdogtraining.co.uk. Which leads me nicely onto what your book is going to do for you. What your book will do for you. You should think of your book as a sales tool. And for your book to sell your service effectively, it needs to contain the four P's. Personality. As much as you might think it, the world doesn't need another long, boring book that talks about the history of dog training. Your book needs to be packed with personality and contain stories that will demonstrate what you are teaching, and they will help you form a bond with the reader. Problem. Your book should solve a problem for the reader. It should help them to do something. So a dog groomer's book might help the reader to get their puppy used to the groomers, or it might help them to maintain their cockapoo's coat between grooms. It's not hard to find out what your ideal client's problems are, you just ask them. This means the book also needs to be practical. Practical. You can't assume your book reader knows or even wants to know as much as your subject as you do. So you should make every effort to ensure your book is practical. That means it should be easy to understand and follow through with the promises you make in the book's description. Dog trainers find this the most difficult, and they end up writing about behavioural quadrants, cues and learning theory, all of which flies over the head of the average pet dog owner. Purpose. This might surprise you, but your book's purpose isn't actually to make money. Not initially, anyway. See, as difficult as it might be to understand, your book probably isn't going to be the next Harry Potter and hit the New York Times bestseller list. Sorry to burst a bubble. You might make some passive income. All of my books bring in some nice passive income sales, but their main purpose is to bring people into my world. Your book provides a bridge between someone knowing nothing about you to potentially becoming a client. Follow the 4 P's publishing plan, and you'll create a book that is entertaining, educational, and effortlessly sells your services to the reader. A very well-known dog training friend of mine told a story about how she was selling some of my books in her shop when one of her clients asked a question about it. She replied it was a good book and that the trainer actually knew the author, me. The client couldn't believe that her trainer, who, I should add, is vastly more qualified and experienced than I am, actually knew the author of How to Be a Dog Superhero. Needless to say, my dog trainer friend realised the power of writing a book and will soon have her own in print. And you should too. To help you get started with this, I've included a couple of cool book writing bonuses. Simply head to growyourpetbusinessfast.com/resources to grab yours. So, writing your book will position you as an expert, and it will also help you with golden rule number 7, be a leader. Once you've decided which new direction you want to take your pet business in, you really don't want to just dip your toe in the water and dabble with the new venture. You should want to make a big splash and quickly convince everyone that you are someone who should be listened to and followed. And followers need a leader. I'm not talking about you being a world-famous leader in the whole dog industry. There's actually not a lot of benefit to you making yourself famous to everyone. Remember, we are dealing in niches here. What you want is to be seen as a leader in a particular niche within the pet industry. Now, you might not think of yourself as being leadership material. And for a short while, you may have to carry a fake it till you make it attitude until your confidence catches up with your skills. But it will do eventually, and you'll get there faster if you follow the strategies below. 1. Write a book. Yes, I know this is golden rule number 6 repeated, but for a very good reason. Leaders are readers, and leaders are also writers. Don't be someone who just consumes content, be a creator. And there's no better way to stamp your authority in a niche than by writing a book. 2. Be an educator and a person of influence in your niche. You can easily build up to writing a book by writing blogs, emails, and articles. Experts and leaders have opinions about important matters in their industry, so take a stand on topics that you are passionate about. This allows you to build a tribe around you of people who are aligned with your values. 3. Give interviews. This carries on from the last point, and you should make an effort to get your business featured in the newspaper, radio, and magazines. Getting PR will add a celebrity element to your business and make you seem more credible to those who you want to attract into your tribe. This is exactly what I did when I transitioned from being a dog trainer to being Europe's leading pet business coach. I wrote a book about my experiences of running a successful dog walking business called Walk Yourself Wealthy, available from Amazon and Audible. I went on a speaking tour and ran my own business boot camps. I also created a ton of educational content that positioned me as an expert, including videos, blogs, and a podcast. I did interviews in the local papers and radio, and I've been interviewed on other podcasts, all which helped to position me as someone with credibility, authority, and a celebrity status. Now, celebrity status doesn't mean I have paparazzi from Hello magazine outside my house trying to get snaps of me hanging the washing out. But it does mean that I built up my profile as an expert business coach within the pet industry, which is my niche. To establish myself as a leader, I did all the things I've told you to do in the Ultimate Pet Business Plan. So, if you are a leader, who will be your followers? Well, this is why having a niche is so important, because when it comes to establishing yourself as a leader, and to help me make this point, I need to enlist the help of my dog de Bordeaux, Derek. Now, as I said before, my wife and I are huge fans of the dog de Bordeaux, and I would imagine we will own at least one for the rest of our lives. This also means I'm a member of dog de Bordeaux groups on Facebook, and I support dog de Bordeaux charities, and I'll buy stuff that has a dog de Bordeaux on it. Now, you'll have your breed you are so mad about as well, and you probably can't understand why I love dog de Bordeaux so much. That's okay, though. You don't need to share my doggy passion, and I don't need to share yours. But you do need to understand that the dog world as a single entity doesn't really exist. It's a universe of different doggy planets. It's a collection of connected but distinctive doggy niches. And those of you who are planning to make a kind of name for yourself in this industry and create another business within your current business, will do well to plant a flag on one of those planets, position yourself as a leader and expert, find out what their pain points are, and then sell them your stuff. The stuff you sell them will obviously be breed or niche specific. And as we learned in phase one, you can charge more for niche specific advice than you can for just regular dog training advice, even though it's basically the same advice. In a way, Golden Rule number 7, be a leader, is a development of Golden Rule number 2, be specialised. Only this time, instead of choosing a niche, you are now claiming a niche. You are establishing yourself as a leader and authority figure within that niche. Be a leader client case study, Claire's business regeneration story. I always knew that what I was doing back then wasn't fulfilling my potential. I had a drive to go further, but no clue of how to get there. I started the business leaving a full-time head chef job walking dogs, moving on to offering more services than I care to remember. I was running out of time and energy every day and quickly. I qualified as a dog trainer and started offering basic training on the walks. I soon found that although this made our jobs easier and more fulfilling, the owners weren't doing the work needed to maintain what we'd been teaching. I had staff back then, and every Monday lunchtime we'd all say the same thing. We're back to square one with the training after the weekend. It pissed me off. And that's when I started thinking about getting rid of the business, either starting again or just going back to employment. It wasn't just the owners not doing the work, other factors were involved, and I totally fell out of love with what I was doing. I came across Dom and decided to give it one last try. It couldn't hurt to see what was on offer, although I was sceptical and cautious at the time. What could some guy do that was going to make me A, get out of the hole I'd got myself into, and B, love my business again? Turns out a lot, actually. From being a local dog trainer who nobody really knew much about, I've transformed into a digital dog trainer who's also an author and who people are quite literally raving about. I got stopped at the petrol station with, "Oh, you're the High Peaks Dogs lady, aren't you?" And another one at the garage, "I've heard great things about you." It freaked me out a bit at first, but now I'm being recognised locally for my skills and the quality of service I bring. What's equally great is I'm not busting my ass every day to get around. I went from 33 clients with no time, limited money left for myself after staff and no energy because I was still working around the clock to put food on the table, down to the 12 clients who worship me when I come through the door. I have more time available to me than I ever imagined possible, and the clients continue to use me through the school holidays, even when home, and pay me when they go off on their jolly holidays. But more importantly, they do the homework I set them and are the kind of people I love working with. Dom helped me to fix the current business, nail my niche, charge prices I've used as telephone numbers, and gave me more quality time for myself. My clients are worth just as much to me as the 33 I did have, all with better training results. They get a service unlike any other around here, with monthly mail, gifts and a community they'll enjoy. So I've become premium, specialised, write daily to my tribe, created my own courses and media, I have systemization in place, I sell more to my existing clients. I still don't feel like an expert, but I've written 2 books on barking dogs and I am being viewed as one by others. I'm also a leader running events and seminars, and my clients look to me for advice, support, queries, etc. I've attracted and continue to attract my ideal clients. I'm building profits and getting more referrals now than ever. I had to take on a virtual assistant to assist me with the influx of emails and application forms from people wanting to work with me. Out of the 100% out there, I wanted to be and am in that 5%. When I get told to go and do the fucking work, I go out there and do the fucking work. That's why I've transformed my business. And I love it, and I'm continuing to thrive, all for a better life. Claire Lawrence, highpeakdogservices.co.uk. The world is more connected than it's ever been, and the power of the internet has made it possible and easier than ever for you to establish yourself as an influencer, educator, and leader in a niche. Do you want to become known as the world's foremost pet photographer who specializes in taking aquatic shots of water-loving gun dogs? You can do that. Do you want to establish yourself as the leading female dog trainer who helps other people find and train a dog that they can enjoy in their old age? You can do that. Are you a groomer who has a deep passion for grooming the Bichon Frise? You can become a world-renowned expert in that Frise field. Are you a dog walker who is passionate about poodles and wants to start a dog-owning association for cockapoo, labradoodle and other poo-loving owners? Well, you can do that. Do you run a doggy daycare that specialises in providing a much-needed help for owners who have recently adopted a rescue dog? You can become a leader in that field. When it comes to evolving and reinventing your pet business, it is about stripping away the things you don't want or no longer enjoy doing, and instead forging a pathway that goes a mile deep into a particular niche. Be a Leader client case study, Katie's rescue dog story. My business wasn't broken. It was new, exciting, almost fully booked every day. I had lots of ideas, plots, schemes, inspiration and goals to make it even better. Far from broken, it was working great, just not for me. As well as running 2 secure fields, I was full-time Dogs Trust. I had all of these ideas brewing but no time to implement them. I was frustrated, burning out. My mission in life has always been to help those dogs most in need, and at Dogs Trust I was doing that. On the other hand, Dogwood allowed me the creative freedom I craved, but I felt uneasy about leaving the world of rescue and going private. I was conflicted. How could I create a business that was fun and worked for me, yet was profitable enough to support charities and help rescue dogs? I needed help. Cue Dom. I joined PBIC early 2018 and became a platinum client shortly after the Impact event. In the 6 short months that I have been a client, Dom has helped me nail down my niche and create a signature system that is scalable and sellable and has established Dogwood as a business of influence. More importantly, we have created an income that allows us to support rescues and the dogs in their care. We donate regular sessions to local rescues, provide reduced price play sessions to the families of newly adopted rescue dogs, and carry out several fundraising events throughout the year. One such event was Open Fields Day in September 2019, where we welcomed over 600 people through our gates and raised in excess of £1,200 for local dog charities in 4 hours. Those figures aren't possible to achieve alone. Changing the world can't be done single-handedly. The success of the events I've organised was due to the quality and quantity of the people who wanted to be involved. I've cultivated a strong support network of local businesses, dog trainers, walkers, groomers, shops, specialising in canine wares, dog photographers, hydrotherapy centres that come together to help achieve the vision of a better world for dogs and their owners. Every week I receive emails, messages and phone calls from other field owners setting up businesses. I've started a consultation service to help enable them to achieve their dreams too. This means I'm indirectly helping dogs across the whole country. Our website copy has even turned up on an American dog park site. And whilst I'm not a fan of copycats, this was pretty impressive. Most days we receive messages from clients, photos of their happy dogs enjoying our playgrounds, telling us how Dogwood has changed their lives, how they weren't sure whether they could keep their dogs as their lives were a nightmare, but because they're finally able to relax, they've rekindled their relationship. First time off-lead stories, tears in their eyes stories. This is just the beginning. Dom has helped me look ahead. We play the long game now. Katie Guastapaglia, Canine Enrichment Officer at Dogwood Adventure Play, dogwoodadventureplay.com. The advice I've given in this third phase of the pet business journey is deliberately less prescriptive than in the first two phases. The reason for that is I want you to feel free to go in whatever direction you desire. However, when you are starting and growing a business, I firmly believe, and my clients' results confirm, that you should always aim to be premium, be specialized, create your own media, systemize your business, and sell more stuff. That's the first five golden rules, which are the foundations of a successful and sustainable and scalable pet business. Golden rules 6 and 7 show you how to build on that dream business in a way that keeps you engaged, interested, and excited, and it allows you to get the respect, recognition, and the financial rewards your experience deserve. Golden rule number 6, be the expert. By phase 3 of your business journey, you should certainly feel like an expert, and it's likely you know as much or more than any of your competitors. Writing a book that is full of personality and which solves a problem for the reader will position you as that expert in your niche. Certainly none of your competitors will have written a book. Your book cements your expert status and is the catalyst for the new direction of your business. Golden rule number 7, be a leader. It's likely you've lost some focus and picked up a lot of excess baggage over the years in your business, like services you offer but don't enjoy delivering, which you introduced because a client requested them and you didn't want to upset them. Do this a lot and you can end up with a business that is profitable but unfulfilling for the business owner, i.e. you. The trick is to strip away all the things you don't enjoy and double down on the topic you are uber passionate about. Being a leader is not about shouting and screaming about your expertise. It's about pulling together all of the skills and experiences you have built up over the years and distilling them all into a positioning you as an expert and leader within a narrowly defined niche within the pet industry. Be a leader client case study. Rachel's new business story. First up, I'm not a pet professional. I'm a pet journalist and blogger and signed up for Dominic's emails after chatting about his first book. After about 6 months of hearing him telling people they should write books, I thought, I can do this. When I launched my blog, a lot of businesses got in touch asking about how to get press coverage. I would email tips back and forth or share them on the phone. As a journalist writing almost exclusively about pets, I knew my niche, what editors wanted and what stories petpreneurs should be sharing, so I figured, why not put that into a book? It transformed my business. It gave me more authority than I had as one of the thousands of journalists. Since writing it, I've run successful coaching programs, helping pet businesses with blogging and publicity, and worked one-to-one with clients, including Dominic, helping them secure coverage in newspapers, magazines, TV shows, and on the radio. I've spoken at events, been able to pretty much stop doing what I didn't want to do, and my hourly rate has quadrupled. Yes, it was a hassle to take a month away from my regular work to write my book, and a leap of faith, but it's paid off. That's Rachel Spencer, publicity for pet business owners. Sorry, publicityforpetbusinesses.co.uk. Book writing bonus. Now, I appreciate writing a book can seem a little daunting, so I have a special bonus that will kickstart your book writing process. Remember, this is the book that will catapult you above the competition, cement your expert status, and establish you as a leader in your field. Why Your Book is the Best Business Card is a one-hour audio training I did with top copywriter and book coach Vicky Fraser. Vicky and I talk about how you can write a book that will position you as the go-to pet professional in your town. To get access to this audio, go to growyourpetbusinessfast.com and click on the free resources tab.